First case, please.
Case number 10,521, Charles L. and Joyce L. Herzog, south of Road 277, west of Hollyway West, being lot 27, block O, section 11, within Angola by the Bay Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic and Carmine, located here in Georgetown, Delaware. I represent the applicants, Charles and Joyce Herzog, who have applied for a variance from the side yard setback requirements. More specifically, the applicants are seeking a 5-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an existing dwelling, a 2.6-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an open deck, and a 2.9-foot variance from the side yard setback of 5 feet for a shed under 600 square feet. The subject property is located in the Angola by the Bay development. The improvements have been in their current location on the property since as early as 1999, as evidenced by a survey dated October 18, 1999. I did not submit this application, so I'm not sure if the 1999 survey was submitted to the board. I do have copies if it was not. It was not
2009.
Okay. Yeah. If I may, I have a copy of the, they're attached, a copy of the 1999 survey as well as the 2009 survey here. Okay. Should I give this to Mr. Burrell?
No, down to Susan, please. Thank you.
The Herzogs purchased the property in October of 1999, and at that point in time, they were unaware that the that there were any violations as a result of the existing improvements to the property. They recently became aware of the violations when a survey was prepared on September 24th, 2009. This property is unique in shape. It's a very narrow lot in the Angola by the Bay subdivision. This hardship was not self-created by the current property owners. Again, the improvements have remained in the same location since the time of purchase by the Herzogs in October of 1999. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code at this juncture. It would be necessary to remove the dwelling, the deck, and the shed in order to bring it into compliance, and all of these improvements have remained on the property since as early as 1999. Variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. If authorized, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. In fact, the Homeowners Association has no objection to the requested variance either. Therefore, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And based on that presentation, I do respectfully request that the board grant the variance request. And I thank you for your consideration.
Hi, thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Council. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing?
Let me just ask, Susan, was there a CO?
Well, I think the whom has been there for a while because it's not showing on the screen of anything.
So it's at least, I mean, if, probably before 99?
Yes, yeah. Back in the 80s.
Okay. Thank you.
Is it necessary for them to get permits for?
There's nothing shown. So I'm assuming everything's been there for a while.
Okay.
I can research that further. It's been in the 80s, I'm pretty sure.
Back in the 80s. Okay. Thank you, Sue. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think Ms. Carmine has addressed all the standards for granting a variance, and I make a motion we approve case number 10,521.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? You get a second? We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,521. All those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Yes, ma'am.
Case number 10,000.